What up, what up? Fantasy Football Hustler back at you. Week 14 news and injury update. Get your lineup set before tomorrow. Starting off with the quarterbacks. Yes, Justin Fields probably going to miss this week. I mean, he's just going to be the backup anyway, so it doesn't matter too much. But yeah, he's all banged up. They said, quote unquote, there's a chance that he plays.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
How about Kyler Murray? They officially said he will not return this year. Surprise, surprise.
You lose!
Lamar Jackson is back at practice, and he is good to go for week 14. Health-wise, I don't know, like good enough to play, but dude, he sucks. I'm benching him in multiple leagues this week. It's horrible. Jaden Daniels officially cleared to play. How about your guys' favorite quarterback, Deshaun Watson?
Hello, ladies.
Came back to practice. They opened the 21-day practice window. I said it on a live stream that I really feel like this is more just to help Shadur along. I really don't think that Deshaun Watson is going to actually play this year, but getting him out there at practice definitely helps Shadur because he's on the practice field and can literally help him learn how to be a better player by practicing better. Okay, JJ McCarthy, good to go. At least he's playing, you know. I'm still sitting Justin Jefferson in all these places. Herbert, another limited practice session. We're going to have to pay attention like all the way until like early to mid Sunday. I feel like if we don't hear anything by tonight or tomorrow early, it's just not looking good. I feel like he's going to play, but if we don't hear anything, it just makes me super nervous, especially if we're in a single QB league like most of you guys probably are. In Superflex, probably just rolling them out there either way. And last for the QBs, Baker Mayfield, ready to go for week 14. All righty, let's jump over to the running backs. First piece of news, Trey Benson officially out for week 14. And he might not even play again this year. Like, dude, I was trying to tell all of you crazy guys who are like, should I go trade for Trey Benson? Like, he's going to come back and be like an RB1. I advised, do not do that. And I know a lot of people didn't listen to me because I saw the trades go down. But yeah, they officially said he might not even return this year. Dylan Sampson.
I want to talk to Sampson.
Questionable for Sunday. Not like it really makes a difference. Alvin Kamara. Officially out. So that means Devin Neal is the RB1 over there. Whatever that means. Now some Vikings news. Aaron Jones cleared to play. Kyle Manning guy cleared from the injury report. Good to go. Woody Marks set to play on Sunday. He is good to go. For whatever that's worth, I feel like it's going to be a bad game for the Houston running backs. Josh Jacobs, good to go for this week. Same with Ken Walker, good to go. And for everyone who was nervous about Kyren Williams, I know in my waiver wire info, I was saying pick up Corum as a just in case, but he has no injury designation going into this game. So we talked about Benson being ruled out earlier. How about DeMarcado being ruled out as well? It's going to be an ugly game for the running backs, but should be a decent volume game for Knight and for Carter. But going to be ugly, though.
Ugly.
But should be a lot of volume, though. For the Chargers, Hampton logs in a full practice on Friday. We're still going to have a Saturday injury report for these guys, but I'm doing this really early, so I haven't got Saturday injury reports for the Monday game yet. And Hassan Haskins, full participant on Friday. And then one last thing for the Browns. Jerome Ford may get more touches this week because of Dylan Sampson.
I want to talk to Sampson.
It's really just going to be Judkins and Jerome Ford in the backfield now. So if you're in like a super deep league, maybe that's like a really deep, like, you know, long shot flex play. But hey, maybe. And here we go now with the wide receivers. There's a lot of wide receiver news, not a lot of good wide receiver news either. Let's start off with Josh Palmer. If you're in deeper leagues and you were playing him, he is doubtful for week 14. Jaden Reed is not ready to go. They said they're still hopeful that he'll be able to play, but he's not been medically cleared. So I would just say he's not going to be cleared this week, but it might be getting a little bit closer. For the Cardinals, we already had some rule outs for their running backs, and now we got Marvin Harrison and Greg Dortch, who are both ruled out. So expect a really big game from Michael Wilson. Let's go. T. Higgins, he's back, baby. Clears concussion protocol. Yes, get him back in your lineups. For the Bucks, Mike Evans, he is still not coming back to play. Jalen McMillan, not coming back to play yet either. So we're going to deploy who we've been deploying. Igbuka, Chris Godwin, maybe Tez, super, super long shot flex, maybe. Deeper leagues. 2-2 Atwell for you guys in deeper leagues who might be paying attention there. Unlikely to come off IR this week. Now, these are two of the big ones. Drake London, officially out.
You lose.
Romy Roma Dunze, officially out.
Good day, sir.
You guys going to get crazy and play Mooney? I wouldn't advise it.
Do it. Yeah, you're a big tough guy. You
guys going to get crazy and play Burden?
Let's get crazy.
That might be a decent play, but I bet it's going to be more of like a Loveland and Komet than Burden just coming out and killing it. But long shot flex for Burden. I like it. One guy that I'm super nervous about is Chris Olave. I wish we would add more info and we would know what's going on with them, but this is one we got to take all the way to Sunday morning. So make sure that you guys are here because I will be live. Devontae Adams expected to play. That's what we want to hear. Parker Washington, questionable. Matthew Golden, who questionable. You guys' favorite wide receiver, Quentin Johnston. He gets a full go at practice. I still hate him.
Oh, man. Hey.
And one more quick thing on Romy Roma Dunze. They said he's considered week to week. So for fantasy purposes, he legit could be done for fantasy because they got playoff aspirations as of now, like they've never had in the past. And I feel like even if they lost the rest of their games, they're still in the wild card mix. So I feel like why would they rush him back, especially when you got a guy like Burden out there as well and Loveland, who's been stepping it up. So yeah, Romy Roma Dunze literally might be done in fantasy this year. Because if he came back in week 16 or 17, would you play him right away? Probably not. I'd lean against it. I don't even know who they play. But just coming back off an injury like his, we would just say, nah. Keep him on the bench, man. Oh, and going back to Chris Godwin, he's officially been cleared. I guess I didn't. I don't know if I made that clear earlier when I said we're starting Igbuka and him. But yeah, he has been cleared. How about for the Raiders? Dante Thornton is ruled out. So does this mean that Jack Beck could actually get some work out there? Finally, we'll see. I mean, still super deep long shot, you know, type of flex guy. Yeah, man. Addition by subtraction, right?
Right.
Right.
Right. And just because it's funny to use the drops that I got for him, Jahan Dotson is limited in practice again.
Well, obviously.
I wouldn't start him, though, because you already know what's going to happen if you start him.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
And that's all I got to say about that for the wide receivers.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Let's jump over to the tight ends. Dalton Kincaid, officially questionable. Sucks. It's a good matchup. David Njoku, he's cleared for week 14. Whatever that means out there with Shadur. Noah Gray, officially back. At least they got him out there to help and I don't know, whatever the hell he does.
What would you say you do here?
Michael Mayer out again for week 14. Man, this guy cannot stay healthy to save his life. And just like the tight end guys who we start, you know, very limited, the news is always very limited as well. Let's jump over to the IDP. Let's go. If you're an IDP savant, throw in a comment. IDP. We're going to start off with the defensive ends. And we're going to start off with Joey Bosa. Surprise, surprise, not going to be playing Sunday.
You lose.
Trey Hendrickson also not playing. Lucas Von Ness for the Packers not playing. If any of you guys are crazy enough to start Jermaine Johnson, he's actually coming back. Will Anderson, woo, he is cleared to play. That's going to be a good play versus the Chiefs because their line has been shaky and Mahomes has been taking more. Seems like he's been taking more sacks this year than the previous years. I don't know if that's statistically correct, but that's just the vibe that I get. Max Crosby officially questionable for week 14. Dude is a gamer, but man, pretty sure it's an afternoon game, so that just sucks. And we'll jump over to the defensive tackles now, the guys who really get no credit for anything, even though they're the savages out there. Devontae Wyatt placed on IR. That ain't good for the Packers' run defense. Mason Graham, questionable with a rib injury. He's been pretty solid out there, not for fantasy, but more for reality, helping the run defense for the Browns like no other. DJ Jones for the Broncos is out for week 14. And that's it for those defensive tackles. Let's go to the linebackers, everybody's favorite position. Zach Bond. It sucks because, dude, oh, man, he's dealing with a hand injury, and he's questionable for week 14. But we love Zach Bond. Check out the shout-out that he gave to the show and the 420 crew.
What's going on, guys? Eagles linebacker Zach Bond here to let you know, give you a little reminder that defensive players matter. Come on. Don't be scared to join an IDP league with a hustler. You know what it is. Big shout out to Alex and the 420 crew. Don't count us out, man. Join IDP league. Come on, with the hustler.
You heard it straight from one of the best in the league's mouth, because I got the dopest leagues, and not all of them have IDP, but a good portion of them do. Terrell Bernard, out. For week 14, that's not a surprise. They said that he could be an IR candidate. Bobby Wagner, questionable for week 14. Same with James Pierce from the Falcons. But one guy who's coming back, TJ Edwards, baby. Yes, and he's coming back in a really good matchup, too.
Nice.
Hope he just goes out there and kills it.
Kill him!
Like he's supposed to. There's one league where I picked him up and threw him in the IR a couple weeks ago because nobody wanted to do that for some reason.
Nice.
How about Patrick Queen ready to go for Sunday?
She's a killer queen.
Carson Schwechinger ready to go for the Browns, but Devin Bush is officially questionable. And that's it for the linebacker news, but how about just a shout out to Alex Anal Zone?
Get in the zone.
Jack Campbell just going out there and killing it for our teams right before we get into the playoffs. And so if anybody had them and played both of them, I have both of them in multiple leagues and played them. Such a good feeling. 50 combined points in IDP 1, 2, 3. Yes.
Boom.
Let's move over to the cornerbacks. Not a lot, you know, fantasy wise, but more for like reality wise, like Max Melton for the Cardinals out. Sauce Gardner for the Colts, out.
You lose.
Darius Williams for the Rams, likely to miss week 14. Same with Tyreek Stevenson. They said he is missing week 14. He plays for the Bears, just in case you guys don't know. Joey Porter is good to go for week 14. Same with Nate Wiggins, good to go for week 14. That was going to be huge if he couldn't play. Nate Hobbs for the Packers, tagged as questionable for this week. Man. They got a lot of guys who were in question over there for the Packers. Kamari Lassiter for the Texans. Ugh, come on, man. We need him out there playing because that guy's been putting up crazy fantasy points. Oh, did you guys hear just cornerback news now? Darius Slay, he got released by the Steelers, and then the Bills picked him up. But he said that he like might retire versus going to the Bills. That's how sad the Bills have been this year. Nobody wants to play there. And that's all I got to say about the cornerbacks.
And that's all I have to say about that.
This one is really tough here, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news. They say Brian Branch has a torn Achilles. Dude, that sucks.
Happy
happened so late in the season that, dude, I mean, he's probably going to miss a portion of 2026, like, as well. That sucks, man. Really sucks for him, man. So prayers out to Brian Branch. Speedy recovery, my brother. Justin Reed for the Saints is out. Josh Metellus, if you guys were waiting to hear some news from him, he is ready to go. Kyle Duggar for the Steelers, also out. Javon Bullard for the Packers, another questionable guy. Dude, they are banged up at all three levels. For the Jags, Andrew Wingard will not play. I mean, that guy was a sneaky fantasy-like flex play. Oh, how about this? Julian Love set to return from IR. Let's go. Eric Murray for the Jags could return as well. He was doing very, very solid when he was playing. So, yeah, let's see. Cameron Kitchens for the Rams, ready to go for Sunday. Darnell Savage, he was swooped up by Buffalo and added on waivers. So we'll see. I don't know if he's going to play this week, but I know they need help on defense. For the Raiders, Jeremy Chinn pops up on the injury report, and they say it's a back issue. That's not good, popping up on a Friday. And last but not least, Jalen Reed for the Texans will not play versus the Chiefs. And there you have it. Every single position. Who in this fantasy world is breaking down every position like this? Because we know you guys mostly cover offense only, but yes, we're covering IDP out here because it's just the way to go. It's the way to go. If you want to get into a league, I have leagues that I'll be hosting for the NFL playoffs. Some are offense only. Some are offense plus IDP. But you want to get in. Get over to the420crew.com. That's my Patreon. So you can stay in the loop with everything. You can subscribe for free over there. You don't even have to pay to stay in the loop for leagues. I would recommend joining as at least a $5 member so you get access to all the crazy posts that I'm doing per week. That's going to help you dominate your leagues and help you dominate DFS. Let's go. We'll see you for the next live stream.